Ollie Ebert, the male Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month for the month of September, is with us here on MSONewsSports.com. And Ollie, welcome. Great to be talking with you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And congratulations on the award. It's a great award because it combines both academics and athletics. So let's begin with the athletics piece here. Your team is off to a 5-0 start. You had a great year a year ago. So what's gone right this year for the prep?
I would say our biggest thing is our coaching staff. We have one of the best coaching staffs in the state, led by Coach St. Pierre, who played in the NFL for 8 seasons. I mean, our coaches game plan very hard for us all week, and they come up with a great game plan that we just have to execute. And if we do that, we usually come out on top. So that's our coaching staff's a great deal to our success.
Tell me about what Coach St. Pierre has brought to you as an individual athlete. I know he's spent some time with you, I'm sure. So what kind of impact has he had on your career?
Right. Coach St. Pierre, he's by far the best coach I've ever had. The thing is he knows the position so well because he played it at St. John's Prep and at BC and then in the NFL for 8 years. He knows exactly what he's talking about. There's no ifs, ands, or buts with him. He's really taught me the ins and outs of the position and how to just like the little details of the position that make you a little bit better than the rest. So I think he's been a huge help towards me.
Yeah. Tell me about how you think you have grown as a quarterback, say from a couple years ago to this year.
I would say the biggest thing is Coach Saint teaching me how to like read and dissect defenses and also like the leadership aspect that comes with the position. I was named a captain with 3 of my fellow captains. But it's just like the natural position of the quarterback to be the leader, and he's helped me a lot with that. And the guys on the team see it, and it's great. He's helped me a lot with it.
What would you say would be one of the or two of the strengths of this year's St. John's Prep football team, Ollie?
I would say, first of all, would be our defense. They've kept us in a bunch of games, close games, and they haven't allowed us too many points. Hats off to their veteran group led by Sean Fallon and Jack Lambert. And then you got guys like Boozy Vance or Jacob Yish making plays on that side of the ball. Our defense has played phenomenal over the first 5 games, and they've really kept us in games and made big plays when we need them.
While you're mentioning – no, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you can ask.
Well, I thought while you were mentioning some player names, how about your offensive line? Who are those guys?
Right. I mean, my offensive line's phenomenal. They pretty much graduated everyone except Jay Carnevale, my center, after last year. And so we got a new group of guys, but they've really come together and meshed well. We have Robbie Delisle on right tackle, Connor Robinson at right guard, then Jay's holding down the middle, making all the calls. Then you have at left guard, Jimmy Berry and Sean McHale, and then at left tackle, you have Quinn Kelly.
So, Ollie, you've thrown for, 750 yards, run for 250 yards. Last question on the football field from me to you would be, tell me about the decision-making process, whether it's going to be a run or a pass. Are you freelancing some, or is it by design?
It's a little bit of both. If a play breaks down or something, I try to extend it a bit using my legs, trying to make a play, either keep the live throwing it or scramble for a few yards or something. But then we've also kind of worked in some of the zone read, have in a little bit of the belly action. So we have a little bit of me running the ball and then passing as well. But then when plays break down, I try to keep the play alive and use my feet.
All right. Ollie, I want to ask you about the classroom here. So we were talking before we started this that math is one of your favorite subjects?
Right, yeah. I took 2 maths this year along with economics, so they all kind of go together, and I really like that stuff. I'm more of a numbers guy. And kind of easier for me, but still taking English, but yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, I still got to take that. Where do you see – where will you be next year?
As of now, I'm not sure. I'm keeping all my options open, so we'll hopefully end up somewhere.
Yeah, and
sure something will happen.
What about for a career? What do you see yourself doing? I know it's early. A lot of things change, but do you have a couple of ideas or thoughts?
Yeah, I either want to go into finance or business along those lines, or possibly medicine too. So, not totally sure yet.
Nice. Well, Ollie, any other thoughts from you that something I didn't ask you about the award or about the prep football team or whatever, just that you'd like to share with us?
Not that I can think of.
Gotcha.
You nailed it on the head.
All right. Ollie, great meeting you, talking with you, and thanks for joining us, and best of luck the rest of the year.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yep. Ollie Eberth, the male Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete Award winner for the month of September.